Welcome back to Victory Over Fear. I suppose we need to pivot now to other types of fear that in Jesus Christ we get insight and power through the Holy Spirit to overcome. Yeah. And one of those fears is fear of humans, fear of others. So let's talk about that.
Well, fear of others is understandable. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29. This only have I found. God made mankind upright, but men have gone in search of many schemes.
Are some people out to get you, Pam?
Well, I hope not, but I guess yes, according
to you. I put that in there. I put that in there to see what you would say. You know, in really, we don't live your life.
No. But I mean, there are some people who have it out for other people.
There
is
truth to it. Yeah, there is a lot of truth to it.
But I think somebody's after me personally. It's kind
of but, you know, it's that concept that,
you never know.
You know, a lot of people are afraid to be self-revelatory or transparent.
Right.
And we do understand that. We're in Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah, when, after the fall. Right?
Yeah, humans fell into sin. One of the first things they did
was cover themselves and hide when they heard God, right. and just cover, you know, even from each other.
You know, if you've been hurt, you want to protect that. Right. It's understandable. We've all been to high school who's our age, and a lot younger. That was how many years ago now, dear?
Long time.
Was that like
40? We've been 38 years married, so it's been, at least 4 years ago, yeah.
Wow. But we were, you know, and even say in churches, there sometimes people act poorly against one another.
It's my 40th high school reunion this year, so it's been 40 years since I graduated.
Where did that time go? But it's not long when you, like, I remember as a child, there'd be a bully in the neighborhood, and you developed. So, I mean, because of the brokenness of sin, we're already sensitive, but then we also, understandably, can fear others.
Yes.
And for many people, that stymies them and cripples them.
Right. So one option is to define your life by this, which would stymie and cripple you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Proverbs 29, verse 25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
How does trusting in the Lord have anything to do with fear of others? That's a good question. What benefits to trusting the Lord ultimately give? And it's probably that's, you know, an important thing to talk about. What about trusting the Lord eliminates some fear of others? How would you see that?
Maybe we should share how you see it. I hadn't really thought about that option.
Well, one thing is
that...
thing about trusting the Lord... Go ahead, you're going to say
something. Yeah, no, go ahead.
One thing about trusting the Lord is that God, in His presence, a divine presence, enters your life in the realm of human relationships.
Right.
And how He sees you is defining, not how somebody else sees you.
Right. Yes. And actually, I did experience that in high school.
Okay.
I remember feeling like, man, I don't have any friends. But I knew that God was my friend. And mm-hmm. He was always there for me. And so I just had to be content. And I was content with that then. And then all of a sudden, God gave me a bunch of neat friends my last 2 years of high school. And so I really, you know.
Did you feel like once you got that confidence from God, your even friend wanted other friends?
Yeah. Yeah, it changed my perspective. It definitely did it to help me, first of all, know He's always with me, and so I've always got a friend with me, and then He would help me with friends, and provide the friends for me that He wanted me to have, and He did, and it was really awesome. My last year of high school was my favorite,
because of my new friends, I made friends in the last two years,
and then the last year we really were, it was neat, and so, and a great testimony to the Lord, too.
You know, I find, like, in leadership, if you are not clear about being connected to the Lord in the social thing, you become very political. You start talking one way to one person and another way to another person. So that is something too. The pleasing of others in leadership is really hurting of ministry. I remember when I was in a young ministry, and you remember this too. You were there. That was one of my struggles. So I had to learn how to be grounded in the Lord so that I would not lead with a pleasing other mentality.
Right.
But really, it was my fear of others.
Right, that they might not accept you.
Yes.
For who you were.
Right.
Which was some of my struggles.
And I remember there was a retreat where everybody had something to bring, and so one person brought that they wanted to be a better parent, and another person brought that. And I remember at that retreat, I brought, I would like to be healed of fearing man.
Right.
Of fearing others and making the fear of others, what they thought of me, it would hurt my leadership.
Right.
So, the fear
of others.
Yeah,
I remember that retreat.
We have all these years, many memories.
Yeah.
It really is to get that eternal perspective.
Yes. Yeah. Psalm 56, verse 4. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me?
Okay.
And we know man can do a lot of things.
Right.
But we know no matter what, if we're in God, we're fine.
Right.
We are doing great.
And what can mortal man do? Well, they can take your life.
Yeah.
But remember, your life...
But our life is in the Lord.
Yes.
So then they can't take our life in that way.
No.
They could end it here on this earth, but...
Right. And usually that won't happen.
No, the Lord does. Yeah.
But even if
tragedies do happen.
Right.
And so we can't pretend they don't.
In the early church, there was a lot of discussion about this because
martyrdom
was so present.
I mean,
and many of these writers would talk about what can mortal man do. And it was the pagans who would then observe that the Christians, though thrown into the stadiums and the games, did not fear whatever they thought about them.
I know. Yeah, some of the testimonies and stories that have been preserved.
Because they knew, what could mortal man do to me? Because what God has done for me has elevated me beyond the consequences of the fear of man.
Right.
So, pretty powerful. So...
So...
We're going to talk about another fear next time on that stuff, fear of failure. So until then, get ready to talk about the fear of failure.